and slowly move. Not that night.
No.
The whole Singhasana will move.
Yeah, I've seen that in India. Move slightly. Sometimes for festivals can...
It can be that much like you have four rings and many slings.
Yeah. After they're installed, can they still be taken for, sometimes they have special festivals, or is that all right? Because they've always traveled. They're not like a marble deity. It's different. Translating work is becoming a very regular thing now in the afternoons. Everybody I write to, I tell them that you've doubled your translation work in keeping with the doubling of book distribution. I got quite an encouraging letter just now. A full report from Drishtadyumna Maharaj about all the different things that, you know, fans. Encouraging report from Drishtadyumna Maharaj about all the things that he's in charge of. Very, very nice.
Yeah.
He's like Paramananda, the president of the farm. He's, you know, the sannyasi there. Also in charge of the Radha Damodar office. While Tripurari Maharaj travels in the field, he heads up the office. And the office is in the city, very near the farm. So he goes half the week to the farm, half the week to the office to manage. And remember I mentioned Drishtadyumna Maharaj's brother is an architect. So they're planning the farm for building it. And it's called a model community. They're going to make it a New Varsana model community. Everything will be planned out ahead of time, where the cows will be living, but according to Vedic conception, it won't be hodgepodge. And they feel that it'll gain tremendous interest amongst the learned persons of America who want to visit a model community. Many universities and schools will send groups of students to visit and see. That's their idea. Another thing, the big thing that Tripurari Maharaj is working on, Drishtadyumna is heading up the office, it's called contract sales. They had written to you once and you had said it's not standing order, it's cash on delivery, but now they've called it contract sales. And very impressive results.
Oh, still?
No, it's selling of full sets of Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Chaitamrita, but cash at once, or cash 50% down, 50% in 1 month, or, you know, different schemes, payment schemes, called contract sales. And so far, I have the figures if you'd like to hear how many they sold of books. It looks like it may become a huge thing for book distribution. Would you like me to get the...
You can go to the side.
All right. Sarabhi Swami sent some plan of the Bhaktivedanta Institute building. Sent a blueprint.
Hey.
Should I bring it? Then he sent also, I checked it.
They want people join together and protest. And what is the response from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? That's Rendranath Das. He is with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or is doing something independently. Remarked by such a great officer, I be, is not to be neglected.
I'm thinking to send a copy of the letter direct to Mayapur and another one through Calcutta. Just in case there's some...
Do you need?
Do you want me to go to Delhi, or should I wait until Bhakti Chaitanya comes with Mr. Gupta?
Yes.
On Thursday. Today's Tuesday.
Independent room. Our eyes were also clear, sir. Our aim was deeper. But this neophyte, if they remain aloof from Tantric connection without attending the function, gradually they will go.
That was the reason that I suggested to Abhiram Prabhu that he should make his business in Bombay. Actually, the Grihasthas have no desire to live independent of the temples. Just like Madhavananda, he's gotten an apartment now just near the temple so that he can attend Mangal Arati and the other functions.
Yeah. Unless these things are continued, the Kurmis, poison or fire. Then do in the world business, there's no harm. But must be connected with the devotional service. Just like Abhiram constructed that house. That's all right, it is within the campus. There is no harm. And now, if he goes away, after so much training, advancement, if they are lost, then there's a great loss of the society. Assessment. It's great difficulty to make one, but it's not. And again, if he's lost, then it comes from you. The idea is to give up attachment for material wants and increase attachment for Krishna. That is purpose. Now, according to one's position, gradually. But this is the aim. From the sun yourself. Let it be.
I don't think Abhiram has any intention of going away.
He has no intention, but he lives apart from temple connection.
Then he will go away or
yes.
Not. So that's not possible then for him to go to Bangalore. Because we have no center in Bangalore.
So he wants to organize a center there?
No, he was thinking of organizing business.
Bombay is a better place than Bangalore.
Yeah, he admits it's a better place. No, he can be encouraged very easily to go to Bombay.
Huh?
He can be encouraged very easily to go to Bombay. I mean, generally, throughout our society, I don't think the trend of the Grihasthas is to move away from temples and live independently. If they live independently from the temple, it's in close.
Well, there is charm, I say.
Yes.
The Kurmis association is very contrary. Also, some. upon him, the best thing on the trip. Alone in Bombay. And I said, go be there.
I'm sure now that, you know, I'll convey all...
Yes, sir, should not be dependent on society. At the same time, he should not be independent of it.
Right.
This is the first time.
Yeah.
Because society cannot take charge of a family. There is so many number of families, how it is possible. At the same time, if they remain independently of the society without touch, then the cosmic poison will infect.
Seems like the solution is to get apartments near the temple. Get room near the temple.
Why not in the temple? Why? Is it paid? What is it wrong?
No, in a place like Bombay where we have so many buildings in the temple.
Mm.
But sometimes, just like in America, if there's only one building with only, Oh, that's different. There are apartments.
Similarly,
yeah.
Their parents like that.
Yeah.
They should not leave, contribute completely in the person. That will be future danger.
Mm-hmm. There has to be a community of devotees.
Krishna conscious, ideal, real.
Hmm.
That is one.
Hmm.
Master Bhakti Vata. There are many. I was just told there are Diti Vasi. Everything like I was publishing Back to Godhead from Griyastha. So he was there, but I could not leave family life for some circumstances, that is a different thing. Must be in touch with the devotional service as in the temple.
Mm.
If you live nearby temple, it is easier.
Oh, yeah.
All in the temple. But in aloof, that is the one.
Well, if they live in the temple, then there's the problem if, you know,
no, temple, you can take one room, pay for it.
Hmm.
You want to pay, That is also parent and father, if you can play, that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
In America, supposing a household or family pays for a room in our temple building, so they can have their sex life and family life.
For prasad also. A sex husband while living, they must be set to over.
Okay. So how can that be in the same building as the Brahmacharya
Ashram? So many other Vyastha tenants.
That's in like Hare Krishna land in Bombay.
Mm.
But supposing in a...
And that you cannot say. Vyastha means they must have sex. But then living in the building separately.
Yeah, that's in Hare Krishna land.
No, anyway.
Supposing
they're doing independent business, let them do that.
So in the New York...
peace, concession, sex.
In the New York temple, they can live families together?
Huh?
In that building, families can live together and have sex life?
What is it all?
In that building, it's all right?
Yeah, it's why not. In a building, there are so many different types of men. In a big building, apartment building, you cannot express all of your own. Same time.
Because in Bombay, you had said that it was better that in the immediate, building of the temple, they should not live together with wife. They should live separately.
That is. We are not doing business. They are attached to temple activities. Anyway, these things have to be adjusted. You cannot follow very rigid in case of yourself. Somehow or other you have to adjust. We cannot allow them to be lost.
No, that's clear.
Better allow them to live to it. For them. But we cannot lose them after training so much if they are lost. That is a great loss. I'm giving hint now, he gives you things and makes profit.
Right now, in our society, throughout the world, wherever there are grihasthas living in our temples, they live separate from their wives. And if they want to live with their wives, then they get a room or an apartment near the temple.
Many like that, but much better at the temple.
Yeah, that's the clear point. We should not lose anyone.
No, that's a great law.
Because if husband and wife live together in the temple itself, where there are so many brahmacharis and others.
With a girl and marry and live as a cost of society. And that is to be discouraged. If you want to marry, you are independently. Maintain yourself. And whatever you can continue, do that. That is it. That's like Gopinath. He is very good. And I don't want to be lost. He constructed that house and never followed anything in the campus. Let him remain a little separately, doesn't matter.
I think the main reason that he can't live there anymore is that because of doing business, he'll not always be able to be in Mayapur, and he doesn't feel that that house is safe for his wife to live there alone.
Why haven't they lived without us?
Other householders there also?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Many householders can live there together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's room on the floor below for two other families to live.
Mm-hmm.
There is room on the floor below his apartment for two other families. I don't know what...
That can be arranged.
I don't think he feels it's safe enough.
No, but this is incidental.
Yeah.
This is not permanent problem.
I don't know what's behind it. He may not. I don't know enough the full reasons why he doesn't want to stay there anymore. He did consider.
And if you want to do business, how can you stay there?
Yeah, there's no business in Mayapur.
Huh?
There's no business in Mayapur.
What is business there?
Yeah, he wants to go where there's a business center.
But business means he wants to do business in some city.
Yeah. Bombay.
Anyway, Bombay is the best city. He has got facilities to stay there.
Yeah.
For business, Bombay is the best city.
In India.
In the other world. It is a very important city. Export, import, local, and tremendous business possibility. Many poor men go and become very rich. Bombay is very important. You have to get a place by giving bribe, 50,000, 60,000, to stay there.
Hundi.
Huh?
You call that Hundi?
Not Hundi.
Pagri.
Pagri, yeah.
Yeah. To get the place there. Bombay is so important that if you want to get a place, you have to stay in order to survive. Lack of to stand, then do it. Very important. Anything you do, you must have learned first to stand. Otherwise, what will you do? To stand in Bombay, you have failed, flat out. Don't you see, we drive away the tenants, how much is the recompense? We pay compensation.
Yeah, we have to pay a lot of money.
That's it.
So that they can pay for some other place.
Yeah.
That's true. Nowadays it's very difficult.
It's a system in Bombay. Without paying, you cannot get a inch of land.
Trivikram Maharaj told me, Japan, it's getting like that also in Tokyo.
Wherever there is scarcity, there is the system.
Hmm. In America, that is not there.
I mean, in our place, you know.
I have paying a few months' rent, but not, you know, not pugri.
There are so many houses, why this is
there? Yeah. That's true.
Multi-story building. Why beautiful place? Now Bombay has got many multi-story buildings, therefore that demand is reduced. But still you have to pay. An important place. Pagri or underhand.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call it?
Bribe.
The bribe is a very bad one. Under the table.
Under the table.
Yeah.
Unofficial.
Yeah. When I'm paying on the table, 100 rupees, and under the table, 200.
Srila Prabhupada, I think you know everything spiritual and material.
Mm-hmm. So my theory that after treading on man so much, if he's lost, that's a great loss. And future of society becomes very obvious.
So the principle is that if a householder has outside employment and can pay, then he can live inside our temple building.
That's right. What do you know?
For at least for 5 or 6 years now, the system has been that no man and woman should live together in the same building as where the deity is.
That is the system. Temple is meant for retirement. From the Chari Sandhya, Parampara.
So, then how we can let them live together, man and woman?
But if there is no alternative, what can be done?
No, but there is alternative, always. There are available rooms and apartments just adjoining the temples. There's no...
It is all right, but he must be connected with them.
Yeah, that's the principle. Under no circumstance should anybody be independent.
Upadra is here?
Yes, Prabhupada.
Sir, you have corrected that pest?
Yes, Prabhupada.
It has become soft?
Yes, it's very soft and moist.
Yes.
Prabhupada, it seems like your voice has become a little congested tonight. Are you feeling congested? Your voice seems a little...
Congested my voice?
In a voice, no, in the nose, congestion.
My nose? Not my voice. So I can go.
Prabhupada, I have one question since you're speaking about Grihastha. If a brahmachari decides to get married and then enters into married life, should he be encouraged to maintain that responsibility throughout, you know, his life?
Unless he can maintain family, why should he marry?
Well, I'm specifically questioning the fact that of course our movement is young, but so many women, their husbands leave them, and they're so young and they're left. So these young women, I'm thinking, may become a disturbance in the future to the movement, because how a woman can remain so unmarried for so many years, her husband has left her after a few years of marriage. Generally, we preach... Well, I'm saying the emphasis of marriage responsibility, I don't know if it's preached that strongly. Generally, it's preached that one should not...
If he married, why he should not take responsibility for maintaining? Why he should marry if he has no power of maintaining?
What does that mean, power of maintaining?
He wants to maintain his wife, children, nicely. Otherwise, why should he marry?
He shouldn't expect a temple to maintain him.
Yeah, that is not possible.
Of course, he might be thinking, well, I'm a pujari, so the temple should pay me money to maintain my family.
We have got brahmachari, pujari, why should we maintain them here? He is not only one pujari. We have got sannyasi, brahmachari. Why should we maintain the brahma, grihastha? And where is the means? After all, these things have to be adjusted. I can give you the idea. The pujari was given in Vrindavan, the temple. And they made it a source of income, just like the Gosais had been.
Yeah.
There, puja goes to hell. But at least here's the pujari. Gradually, the puja will go to hell. They gradually glide down how to maintain family by showing the deity. That is the Gosai. People have sentiment to give something to the deity, and they will depend on that income. This is the position of the Vrindavan temple. What is the position of the Radharana? It is the sun. It is not being properly done. They will sell the property.
Yeah, just like that Madan Mohan is thinking to do. He says it's his property.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
He is maintaining it for his son, daughter's marriage.
Well, after all, Tirtha Maharaj did that too.
Yes.
Says, my son is the next in line.
The interest will go to the family, not to the people.
That's not good.
Vibhu Goswami was Brahmachari. So he gave to a Vyasa Sishya to maintain Narana Ola. That was his position now. Gopal Bhakta Goswami was also a brahmachari. Everything depends on training and mentality. If the attention is diverted, otherwise it will be lost.
I think Madhavendra Puri,
he gave his deity, now it's again, well, you know, I think it's the Govardhan deity. All of the chariots line now worships.
They gave to the Balavaja.
Yes.
But somehow they are maintaining the status quo.
Still very opulent. They do very elaborate, the Pushtimar group. They do very elaborate deity worship.
Maybe.
Of course, they don't preach very vigorously, but at least their deity worship.
That is also preaching. Achanam. One of the if they maintain the deity worship, God does it. That is also preaching.
So the guiding principle should be that under no circumstance should anyone become lost.
And then what is the question? And then that be great. Just conquering. And as we went to conquer another place, the last place lost.
What happened?
Suppose I have conquered Bombay, and I go to Karachi, in the meantime Bombay is lost. That was being done, Alexander. Well, no proper management. That's the British Empire lost. They could not manage. So long as they're managing well, it was very good.
Too much expansion.
Huh?
Too much expansion with not enough good management.
No.
Similarly, we should not expand too quickly unless we have the proper management.
But I'm setting their own book sales. Not opening the book.
Yes, this is the reason, one of the reasons. I don't think many devotees think in terms of that, but this is a very practical point, that selling books, once you make the sale, that's it, the book will act.
Yes, it's in the word by word.
It establishes itself as a deity within a person's home, the book.
Given my program. That gives me. At least don't make me Alexander the Great in my lifetime. There. Saying you are great, 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 but don't make it small while I'm doing it.
Or after. We'll never make you that way.
Huh?
We should never do that.
That's my request.
You've always said to us, at least whatever we have, maintain it.
People recognize I'm great. Don't make me small. I will not give you much trouble, but I am not married, what can I do?
Seems like even though you're invalid, it gives us more opportunity to serve you.
Can do. I can't do it. I have to give you that much. I cannot do without.
It seems it just is your mercy to us.
I like Lord.
John Srila Prabhupada. Thank you for all these instructions.
Okay.